The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's our month of divine presence and presence, and this is our November impartation and miracle service, tagged Victory Despite Challenges. Victory Despite Challenges, and this is part two of this service. You were in the part one and you were blessed. Shout a big hallelujah. Life is, another name you can give life is challenges. Life is full of challenges. As long as a person is living, they will have challenges. Nobody can ever escape challenges at one time or another, at one season or another. At one age or another, challenges will come. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him from them all. Quickly this morning, important facts about challenges. I gave us how many in the first service? 7. But because of the non-availability of time, I will not be able to go through that 7. I will just give us 4 more. Or let me just give us 3 more to make it 10. But if you would like, you can get the CD of the first service and then you can go through the first 7 that I mentioned. But in this second service, I'll just give us 3 more. Challenges will either stop you or it will be a stepping stone for you. Important facts about challenges. Challenges of life will either stop you or will be a stepping stone for you. You cannot miss challenges, but the challenges, when they come, will either stop you from moving forward or will be a stepping stone for your next levels. Number 9. Challenges are meant to bring out the best out of you. Like I said in the first service, oranges are just oranges until you squeeze it. When you squeeze oranges, you bring out the best out of oranges. If an orange is unsqueezed and you just leave it there, it will, is it decay or what? Sorry? It will decay, because we have scientists here, chemists here, engineers here, various science fields, so they can dissect it for us very well. Intellectuals, they are various fields. So what am I saying this morning, beloved? Challenges are meant to bring out the best out of you. Don't run away from challenges. What you are meant to pray for is to pray to be victorious over challenges.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hear me very well? Don't run away from challenges. Be victorious over challenges. Don't try to flee from challenges, because they must come. And when they come, they are to bring out the very best out of you. The hidden things in you that God put there that did not come out. They won't come out until challenges come. You won't know you can pray until when you have a challenge. You won't know you can run until a lion is pursuing you. Or a dog is pursuing you. One day, I went out for prayer walk, early in the morning, very early in the morning. And as I was doing my prayer walk, I got to a particular street. not here in Ilorin, somewhere. A dog inside a particular compound saw me. Black dog. And you know that street. I was just wondering, why is this street so dry? Like, nobody's walking on this street. I just said, let me walk, Joe. Ah, what's there? The dog is as tall as this. Black. He jumped out of the fence. And his tongue was dripping of saliva. And started pursuing me. I will tell you the rest of the story later. He didn't get me. He didn't get me. Because if he got me, one day my wife and I, we were on evangelism, you know. And she was telling me, when they saw one dog, and then somebody with us wanted to run inside the car. I said, why is this person running like this? He reminds her of the story of one of our friends who went to greet somebody, and a dog came out. And the person is very light. The dog pushed her to the ground and started eating her face. And she's very light. So, once in a while, when I see her these days, I used to wonder what was. Now I understand what happened. Today, if the lady goes to anywhere to visit anywhere, she will first check. She will be inside the car and check, is there dog? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So you won't know you can run until you see a challenge. You won't know you can scale a fence until something is pursuing you. And of course, number 10, your challenges are your source of testimonies. What was a challenge yesterday, sir, is your testimony tomorrow. God just spoke to me just now. Somebody's here. Accommodation is your challenge now. By December, you will not have that challenge again. You have a problem of accommodation now. By the time we are entering December and moving on, you will see that challenge was just for November. It never occurred again. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody is a tenant now and your landlord is terrorizing you. Very soon, that challenge will be finally over. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. If you want to know more about what we discussed in the first service, you can just go through it and the Lord will bless you. Quickly this morning, beloved, examples of people who made it through challenges. In the first service, I spoke on three people. The first person that we spoke on by God's special grace was Isaac. Isaac faced a lot of challenges. He had his firstborn at 60 years old. He had a lot of challenges in business. The Philistines were disturbing him. I moved on from Isaac. We moved to Jacob. Jacob faced a lot of challenges. His own blood brother, twin brother, was after him. The Bible says he hated Jacob. He had challenges also with his father-in-law, Laban. He had plenty challenges in business. Plenty. 14 years of his life wasted. Yet, he was able to overcome. And the first service also, beloved, we spoke on the Egyptians, the children of Israel, who were in captivity for 400 years. We might not have time to go through all of this. But in this service, another person that went through challenge that we'll be looking at this morning is Joseph. Someone say Joseph. Joseph was a man that passed through terrible challenges. His life was such that his father loved him and made him a cloth of many colors. But his own brothers hated him for it. There is somebody here today, your brothers, your sister might have hated you. But God is here today, he's going to save you and deliver you in the name of Jesus. I say God is going to save you and deliver you in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. In Genesis 37, can you bring it up again? Genesis 37 verse 3, the Bible says his father loved him and gave him clothes of many colors. And his brother, in Genesis 37 verse 4, the Bible says his brothers hated him. The fact that he loved him, the brothers now hated him for that. There is somebody here today, despite the fact that people hate you, God is still going to make a way for you in Jesus' name. Genesis 37 verse 4. It doesn't matter who hates you. Bible says, when his brethren saw that his father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him. His own brothers. So if you tell me, my friends hate me, my neighbor hates me. Somebody, his own twin brother hated him. Somebody, his own blood brothers hated him. But what are you talking about? God is going to surprise somebody here in the name of Jesus. I say God is going to surprise somebody here in the name of Jesus. No matter who hates you, God is going to give you victory in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. In Genesis 37 verse 23, he was stripped of his cloth of many colors. That means like he was naked. They removed all his good clothes. Genesis 37, 23. In 24, Genesis 37, verse 24, he was put inside the pit. He was placed inside the pit by his own brothers. What has this guy done? Just because he has a dream. Just because he has a future. Just because he's going somewhere. On the day you are going somewhere, that is the day challenges come. That's the day enemies will arise. But they will never conquer you. You will not have any enemy. Nobody will speak against you until you have a vision to do something. Or you begin to shine. Maybe you are using your gifts. Maybe you are using your giftings. Maybe you are being a blessing. Maybe your business is beginning to grow. That is the way, that is the day enemy starts. If you are a failure, you are not, nothing is happening in your life, nothing is progressing, you are not doing that, nobody will give you any stress. But on the day your husband begins to love you more, you begin to have people that care about you. Your business is growing, you are being promoted, you are progressing. You'll be surprised. In Genesis 37, verse 28, the Bible says they sold him to the Midianites for 20 pieces of silver. They sold him off. In Genesis 39, verse 15 to 16, this same Joseph, Potiphar's wife, lied against him. He said he wanted to rape me, whereas he was the one that was pursuing him. And it came to pass when he had heard that he lifted up his voice, lifted up my voice and cried that he left his garment with me and fled. That is, he came inside to rape me. Then he forgot his garment when I shouted. Is that the true story? Opa. That's not the true story. Manipulation. But something surprised me about this Joseph, beloved. In Genesis 39 verse 21, the Bible says, God was still with him. How can somebody be going through so much and God is with him? Genesis 39, 21. Genesis 39, 21. God was still with him. Despite all that he's going through, that is a conviction for me that what you are presently going through in that business, lack of profit, lack of progress, walking like an elephant and eating like an ant, things are not working the way it should. It convinces me that God is still with you. You have not collected salary for long. God is still with you. They delay your salary. They stop your salary. They peg your salary. You know, in Nigeria, there's a lot of terminology. Peg, stopped, freeze. It's in Nigeria you hear everything like that. Pause. Amputated the salary. Padlock the salary. Anyone, you will see what will happen in this nation. Listen, in this nation, judgment is coming. I say judgment is coming. Every wicked person tormenting ordinary Nigerians and people, God will judge them. Say a big amen. Number two, example of people that face challenges. If somebody that will surprise you, his name is called Jesus Christ, the Son of Living God. Immediately Jesus Christ accepted to come to this world, he has come to accept challenges. If Jesus Christ had challenges, how much you and I? Mark 4, 35 to 41. Mark 4, 35 to 41. Mark 4, 35 to 41. And the same day, when the even was come, he said unto them, let us come over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship. And there went also with him other little ships. Now there arose a great storm of wind. Somebody say great storm. Jesus faced storm. No wonder I face storm sometimes. Jesus faced challenges. Let's go on, beloved. And when there was a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said unto him, Master, don't you care that we perish? We are about to die. The destruction of the country is about to destroy us. He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto them, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Stretch your hands here. Every challenges of your life, every storm over your life, your business, your children, your career, I decree peace today in Jesus' name. I decree peace today in Jesus' name. I decree peace today in Jesus' name. What is worrying your heart and your mind, let there be peace today in Jesus' name. What is giving you sleepless night, let there be peace today in Jesus' name. Over your future that is making you apprehensive, let there be peace today in Jesus' name. I say, let there be peace today in Jesus' name. Despite that Jesus was Lord, he faced challenges. He was not born with silver spoon. He was born in a manger. He was not born into wealth. The son of the person that holds the entire world was born inside a place where there is smelling things there. He faced challenges. They spat on him. They put a crown of thorn on his head. They hit him like an ordinary robber. They lied against him. Yet, he came out victorious. That is how you will come out victorious. I said that is how you will come out victorious. Don't be scared about challenges. They will come. But one thing is important, beloved. When they come, something must be certain in your heart. You are not alone. In Romans chapter 8, verse 31, the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? You are not alone. In the challenges you are facing, in the battles you are facing, the presence of the Lord is what makes all the difference. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. So the presence of God is going with you. The challenges you are going through is to refine you. The problems you are passing through is to make your life better. The things you are going through is to transform your destiny. Let me give you a third example. A man called Jephthah. In Judges chapter 1, verse 1 to 11. Jephthah was a man who his brother called a bastard. He was called a bastard. Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor. He was the son of a harlot, and Gilead begat Jephthah. That's his father. But his brothers rejected. They called him one day. They said, you are a bastard. Get out of our father's house. They pushed him out. They pushed him out in shame. Maybe you were born out of wedlock here. Maybe your mother just gave birth to you somewhere, and she's really with somebody else where she got married to with the other children, but you are just there. They are just there. You say, my sister, but they don't really reckon with you per se. That was the kind of story of Jephthah. Sometimes he will pretend that he's happy, but inside himself, he feels neglected. He feels that, what's going on? I'm also a human being. But one day, someone say one day, there was a challenge. The children of Israel were attacked. And the same Jephthah was the only person that could save them. The Bible says they went to him and they said, help us, assist us. And he said, how come you are asking me for assistance? You rejected me. You left me with my challenges. You are making fun of me. You left me. You abandoned me. Now you are asking for my help. He said, if you can help us, we will make you the king. That was how somebody who never have smelled kingship became a king. Somebody is here. You are the next queen in your family. You are the next that God will make a king. And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, therefore we turn again to thee now, that thou mayest go with us and fight against the children of Ammon, and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. Nobody could confront the Ammonites. Only Jephthah had the strength. Only Jephthah had the capacity. Listen to me. They rejected you because they thought nothing can come out of you. They rejected you because they thought nothing can come out of your destiny. They rejected you because, you know, when something is not fully formed, it's not very attractive. Hello. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. If you are building a house and it's not fully formed, it looks somehow. If somebody is still in school, maybe polytechnic, college, or university, and he has not graduated, he's still sleeping 1 a.m. in the night, you know, and then wake up by 4 to pray, and then go to class. He looks lean. He looks dilapidated. He looks like he's a kwashoko guy. He looks somehow. His eyes are inside because of excessive reading. He cannot comb his hair. He cannot shave very well. When a girl looks at him, who can date this kind of guy? Rubbish guy. Empty pocket. Empty head. Not knowing that he carries divine presence. Anyway, the long and short story of the story is that Jephthah eventually became the king. That is how God will make you the head. Soon, they will start looking for you. I say soon, they will start looking for you. The exact people that rejected you will start looking for you. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead and the people made him head. They made him the rejected person. The rejected stone became the cornerstone. And the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah uttered all his words before the Lord of Mizpah. There's another major story there which I cannot go into today. Maybe another time. Of the secret of how Jephthah was able to win that battle. Because Jephthah himself didn't have strength. Jephthah himself did not really have the capacity to win the battle. But as a result of God's presence, the Bible says he went to God and said, God, help me to win this battle. As I am going, anything that appears to me first after I win, I will make it a sacrifice to you. You know the story very well. And as he came back from the battle, his only child was what appeared to him. And he had to sacrifice that child. He knew the importance of the presence of God. The battle you are currently facing is a cheap battle with God on your side. Hello. The battle you are currently facing is a cheap battle with God on your side. The battle you are currently facing is a cheap battle with God on your side. The battle you are currently facing is a cheap battle with God on your side. Well, having concluded the foundation, how can we assess this level of victory in challenges? I gave us 4 points in the first service, and in this second service also, we'll see as much as we can go. Number one is invite God into your situation. If you want to win and have victory in the battle of life, invite God into your situation. I have a particular mindset, me as a person. I believe that God is very, very busy. That's my belief. Because me, as a human being, I'm very busy. I don't have time. I don't have much time for leisure. As a human being, if I'm so busy, how much more Almighty God that puts breath in people's noses, nostrils. Invite, so take God serious. Invite him. In Jeremiah 3:3, he said, call upon me, I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Call upon me. Take me serious so that I can take you serious. Invite me into your situation. Sometimes we think that God knows. I need a car. God knows I need admission. He knows. He knows. God knows that by now I should have done well, better than this. He knows. So he will do it. I just know. No. He knows what he's expecting you to call him. He knows what he's expecting you to acknowledge him and say, Father, I need you in this my circumstance. Business is not moving as expected. Okay, if we are growing at this level, if this business is growing at this level, this 500 naira profit, when will I be able to gather money to even buy a tire of a car from this business? You begin to think. Then you now call God into the situation. The work they gave to me is not going forward. God, I call you into this situation to come and help me, to come and assist me, to come and help me. Save me from embarrassment. Today, God will save you from embarrassment. I say, God will save you from embarrassment. I say, God will save you from embarrassment. Somebody say a big amen. Invite God into your situation if you want to overcome challenges, if you want victory in that challenge. You get to your business early in the morning. You sing good praise worship. You go into prayers with anointing. Anointing the whole place. You might look like a fool today, but tomorrow, the glory will emerge. You might look like you are not serious today. You might look like you don't know what you are doing. Fasting every Wednesday. And you know one thing? That Wednesday is when they will prepare the loveliest food in your house that will now be smelling to tempt you not to want to go further. That Wednesday, you'll be feeling tired all of a sudden. You were not tired before. But that Wednesday, but your destiny knows, let me say the devil knows, that that is the gateway to your blessing. There is a price for every rise. If victory is your desire, you must pay the price of inviting God into your situation. One day, many years ago, I was in prayers. I was still living with somebody. That was many years ago, while still in university. And I was living with somebody. And I was in the room praying. So after I came out, after many hours of prayer, was sweating. And I came out just to have some breath of air. A young boy, small boy, he's a big man now, said, I've been hearing you praying since. What is the problem? Why? Since I've been hearing you pray. I laughed. Said, you don't know anything. You don't know anything. Said, why are you praying for so long? In the first service, I told you, I said, pray to the extent where the spot where you are praying, droplets of sweat fill the whole ground of where you are praying. Droplets of your sweat. That is, you are desperate to overcome the challenge. You pray to the extent that the droplets of your sweat becomes water on the ground. Lakato, ishakatia sakata, reketo brakata. Jesus, where is your face over this matter? Alako tegatia grata, jeketo, izazua, barate ketea, ishakatwa. You are on the same spot. Devil must bow. The Bible says, resist the devil. And we what? We flee. Number two, how to overcome challenges. Be positive even while going through challenges. Be positive. Don't be negative. When challenges come, some people, they begin to talk, they begin to say a sort of things. It is over for me. They've gotten me. My enemy has got me. This one. All sorts of negative things. Also, don't allow anything negative to come out of your mouth. Don't say my business is dead. Don't say they have sacked me. They didn't sack you. Don't say it is over for me. Don't say my sickness has come again. Don't say our family sickness has appeared again in my own life too. No! Don't speak negatively. Bible says, let the rich, let the poor say I'm what? I'm rich. Let the weak say I'm what? Is the Bible lying? No! Don't say anything negative in the face of challenges. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. The devil wants to shake you to say, no, let me say something. No, I know in whom I believe. My future is bright. It's colorful. I must get there. I'm going forward. I am marching forward. I cannot be frustrated. I cannot be disappointed. The devil cannot destroy my life. My children will do well. This child that is having D and E will soon be an A student. He will soon become the head. And that's how to speak. Never go to the level of speaking negative. Proverbs 18 verse 21. The power of life and death lies in your tongue. If you want victory, speak victory. If you want victory, speak victory. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. I said, may the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. And of course, how to overcome these challenges. Also, number three, in this second service, is to engage in fasting as a lifestyle. Engage in fasting as a lifestyle. Someone say, as a lifestyle. Someone say, as a lifestyle. Fasting is not tasteful, but it is useful. Did somebody hear that? Fasting is not tasteful, but it is useful. You might not like it. You don't need to like it. But fasting regularly and consistently is one of the gateways to overcoming your challenges, to overcoming the problems of your life. Jesus was speaking. He said, this kind. He said, he goeth not out except by fasting. This kind of problems you are going through, there's no way you can overcome it. There's no way you can overcome it except you are fasting regularly. For somebody here today, the grace to love fasting comes upon you in the name of Jesus. Mark 9 verse 29. This kind come not forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Mark 9 verse 29. Mark 9 verse 29. So regular fasting with prayer, we bring the challenges down. We destroy that limitation. We frustrate the limitation. Nobody loves fasting, but it is because it is necessary. This Wednesday is another very lovely opportunity. You know, one thing about this Wednesday, there is fasting, there is prayer, there is worship. There's no way the problem can stand. Fasting, prayer, you now add worship to it. It's a force, a three-edged sword. That's what it is. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. And lastly, as I round up, I'm speaking on how to overcome these challenges and to be victorious. Whatever it is in your business, in your career, in whatever it is in life, is submit to prophetic blessing and authority. Submit to prophetic blessing and authority. If your desire is to overcome, then you must submit to prophetic authority. You must submit to prophetic blessing. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20 explains that to us. Everyone that desires the B part, can I have the B part? Everyone that desires to get the best of God must know, believe in your God, in your Lord your God, so shall you be established, and believe in his prophets, so you shall prosper. So if it is your desire to overcome the challenges, you believe in God and you believe in his prophets, prophets are for prophets. They are men sent by God on rescue mission. They don't care too much about their own life. They are the risk. They are the point of firing squad at every point in time. They have less risk for their own life. They care less for their own life. But they care for the life of the people. And so, a lot of times when battles come, when there is no defense, when there is no senior person to walk with you, to pray with you, to assist you, that's why a lot of people just fall with battles of life. But as for you, you will never fall with the battles of life in Jesus' name. I was very smart early enough in my life to hide myself under my own pastor's prophetic authority. And I'm still there till now. Very smart. When my friends were gallivanting and believing that they can do it on their own. No. Never. Believe God and believed in the prophet till now. As in on a consistent basis. This is not a matter of 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years. It's not a matter of 15 years. Under this prophetic authority. Do you know a pastor must also have a pastor? As for you and your family, victory shall be yours in Jesus' name. I say victory shall be yours in Jesus' name. The enemy will not be able to get you. I said the enemy will not be able to get you. As God liveth, all the challenges in your life, in your business, in your marriages, in your homes, right now, by Christmas this year, they are already Thanksgiving points. I said they are already Thanksgiving points. They are already Thanksgiving points. Everything that is uppermost in your heart that you want to be settled in 2020, God will settle it. I say 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 God will settle it. You will never be ashamed. Well, I believe somebody has been blessed this morning. And if that person is you, let me hear your loudest amen. If that person is you, let me hear your loudest amen. You will never be disappointed. I say you will never be disappointed. You will never be ashamed in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.